Miss Ohio at Ohio State.
It's like dads, basically.
Exactly.
That's kind of nice.
Totally was nice, especially when you don't have a real dad.
He split in half. He multiplied himself. Like, yeah.
So one year, and you know, when you're like 10, you're like, mom buys you a, like an outfit. For yeah. like a thing. So I remember I had like this like blue polo and blue shorts and new white shoes with white tube socks laid out. And we get a call. They were supposed to drive from Columbus to Youngstown to pick me up, a 2-hour drive. And then we were going to drive 3 hours to Sandusky, Ohio.
I mean, that's heaven for a little brother, dude.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
Exactly. And I get a call. My mom goes, they want to talk to you, Tony. She like sounds sad at like whatever, 7 a.m. or 8 a.m. whenever they were supposed to pick me up. And I get on the phone and my older brother, one of my older brothers goes, hey, man, we partied a little too hard last night. I'm going to tell you something. We're not going to make it to Cedar Point today.
Oh, no.
And it crushes me to tell you this. But the reason why we're not taking you to Cedar Point is because we did so much cocaine last night. And this is a lesson for you because there's nothing we would rather do. There's nothing we would rather do than to take you to Cedar Point. But we did so much cocaine. And this is a lesson for you. Don't ever do cocaine.
What?
Don't ever touch it. Not even a little bit. Whatever you do, never try cocaine.
So they had an intervention for you, basically.
At 10 years old. And I'm literally like, what? What's cocaine? But you know what?
They're getting their dick sucked. They're like, yeah. This shit sucks. All right? They're on the edge of an infinity pool. But listen to me. Listen. You never do this shit.
But to their credit, that's shit awesome. Fucking worked. It stuck with me forever.
That was very brave. Yeah, they didn't have to. They totally didn't have to call you to do that.
Right. But that's, it really stuck with me. So, like.
That's also, well, as young enough, that, like, burned that into your head, too, because you have Cedar Park or Cedar Point, yeah, and you're just like, dude, that's crushing.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, now Coke, you're like, yeah, that shit actually sucks, dude.
Right.
Right out there.
I was working at a club when I first started. You remember they used to have painter pants when you used to wear the white?
Yeah.
I was wearing white painter pants, and I didn't have underwear on, and I didn't realize I had bright yellow piss stains. No, and I'm on stage and someone yells, he's got piss stains. Oh, did I fucking bomb so bad? Yeah, you can't get out of it because
yeah.
Bright yellow.
He's got piss stains.
Oh my God.
Feelings about it.
Damn, dude.
I've had that a lot lately.
I got hungover and emotional this yesterday.
Did you cry?
I was close, and it was the most embarrassing part. Dude, Revenge of the Sith with Padme saying, I love you. I can't go with you. And I was on the couch going, I was like, this is really good acting. Natalie Portman's like really good.
Yeah, I don't know why. I just have been like, I don't know if it's like 5G or I'm just becoming softer.
It's 5G. Dude.
It's 5G. It's not going to be us. You're killing 5G. Our testosterone. I don't know. Maybe Reggie and Steve are just making me soft, but I see shit now and I'm just like, fuck.
Yeah.
Your dogs are making you soft?
Yeah.
Yeah, you love your dogs. You love Reggie and Stevie.
Wow. I'll kill for them.
The anxiety of that podcast. Thank you with the second half. No. The second half's in the tomb forever.
NFT.
Until one day.
Yeah.
It's we're going to sell it to Martin Shkreli for $6 million.
That airport hangover.
Ugh.
Like, I honestly, I like almost have a panic attack.
Yeah.
I carry Xanax for it. Because you're... It's so like your gut is related to your anxiety and all that shit. And when you're in that state, you're walking, you're like, you might have to take a shit. You don't know.
Yeah.
And then
you could shit at any moment.
Yeah. It's hard.
You could. No, yeah. I mean, physically, I could walk into a bathroom and take a shit while hungover at any. If someone said take a shit right now, I go, no problem.
Oh, you mean like on command?
Yes. Sir.
Oh, well, that's yes, great. Sir.
One's chambered at all times.
Yeah.
Yes,
all right.
Well. Yes, sir.
I'm also, yes, daddy. When I'm hungover, yes, daddy. When I'm hungover, so I'm like,
you
I'm like 100.
You know a clear gay joke.
I'm 103 degrees. My face is, I have like 103 degree fever. And then I just woke up and I did the opposite. I pounded coffee to like, power through. So having like heart palpitation, it was terrible.
Yeah, heart palpitations for sure.
It was terrible.
It's fucking nuts. Dude.
When I, then you know the B dubs at the airport's just right there going. Yes, yeah, you're nothing without me, coward.
When I did Kill Tony when they did the HEB Center down here. I did the panel, and I was only supposed to do a set, and then I showed up, and he was like, I need you to panel, buddy. And I was like, all right. And I was so hungover, and I started the same thing, dude, dehydrated. I felt like sick. I felt like I had a cold. Oh. I started fucking pounding coffee to wake up. And then I was meeting it with booze to get like tuned up. Dude, I got on stage. My gut started turning. My hand to God, dude, I had a 2-minute panic attack on stage. I was sitting there. I was hitting from all angles. And I was sitting there. The first bucket pull came out. The kid was talking to us. And my brain was like, it's a lot of fucking people out there, dude. It was all lit up. If you watch the video, you see me do this. You see, this is the desk, and I just go like this. I just put the mic down. I just stare. I'm like, I'm going to freak out right now. I was literally looking like, where can I run off this fucking stage?
Yeah, that's tough.
And then it just stopped. And I was like, oh, that's hangover. That's like bad anxiety, man.
I get that doing stand-up where like I'll like forget the next thing I'm going to talk about. And it's like a 30-second thing in my head where it's like, this is it, dude. You're going to have to look at all these people and go, I can't do this. I'm sorry, guys. I don't know why. And just walk off, and you just power through, and you're like, all right, thank God.
Yeah, no, I've been there, dude. Maria Bamford said she used to, like, she said she would, like, take comfort in knowing that at any second she had the option of running out of the club and never returning to it. And she was like, that's the only way I can get through it. Like, sometimes, it's like, fuck it.
It is nice when you get on stage and you go, oh, yeah, I can do stand-up.
Yeah.
Like after the first like minute, you go, oh, fuck you.
Yeah.
Nice. Because for the last hour and a half, I've been back there going, what the fuck? I can't do this shit. I know. What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've done the coffee, pre-show coffee, to where I'm on stage and my heart's like, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to fucking, this might be it. And then I've done it where I'm like, maybe I have a heart attack. And I really leaned into it and powered through. And I was like,
bro, I powered through a heart attack once.
I was so proud of myself.
I had this horrible pain in my chest. I was headlining. It was like 2 years ago. It might have been 2 or 3 years ago.
Had a heart attack.
Bro, it hurt. It hurt so bad that I was like, I have to get off stage.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, this is my last joke. Just fucking. And I just did my last joke, got off stage. I was like, I'm pretty sure I just had a heart attack up there. Yeah.
Did you? And you never got it checked or anything?
Nah.
People have little ones. That's something.
Beer Olympics, not that bad. Mm. I took ketamine.
Oh, but you did? I didn't know that part.
Oh, wow. At the Olympics.
At the end. Okay. After the thing on the way.
Such
we went
a
to,
sick move.
It was just somebody cool was doing it. So I was like, I want to be
I'll
cool.
Yeah.
We were driving over. I was like, I'll do some cool stuff too. And I've never done ketamine.
What was it like?
I did too much.
Oh, you're in the hole.
I got out of the car, held onto a truck. I got out of the truck and just held onto the side. And I was like, I'm going home. I'm not going into the party. I have to go home. I can't walk. And people, it was at Zany's, so like...
Were you drinking and doing ketamine?
I was drinking, yeah. And then I took the ketamine. I mean, I stopped drinking as soon as that happened.
True, yeah.
And then it was at Zany's in Nashville, so a bunch of like comedians, the owner was there.
This is just a party, an after party?
Yeah. And all these comedians like, Shane, hey, what's up? And I was like, hey, how are you guys? And like people were like, oh my God. Yeah. Like this guy's got a real problem. Like, I'm on ketamine. I took ketamine. Everyone's like, ew. I was like, all right, well, I'm gonna go home.
Is it a comparable high to anything? Like
I don't.
It's like a disassociative.
Yeah.
So like it makes you leave your body.
Yeah. I did it once like a little bit, so it was like just great.
Yeah.
And then I did a lot.
I can't get high in any social setting though. I can't enjoy
either.
Myself.
But then I went home, and when I got thrown in the pool, my wallet was lost. So I didn't have my room key or my ID to get into the hotel. So I'd sit in the lobby until Bert got back because they had it.
What?
So
you lost
I'm just
it?
Sitting there. I can't move. I was just sitting in a chair in a hotel lobby. And then they came back, and I was like, guys, I can't. I'm fucked. I can't walk. I did drugs, dude. I did fucking drugs.
My brain's a scrambled egg right
and
now.
And then I was like, I don't think I can walk. And they were like, yeah, you can. Just walk over that wall and walk back. I was like, there's no way my legs work. Everything works fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're just in your own head. You're like, I can't move my arms. They're like, yeah, you can't. You're moving your arms. And then we sat there for a while. I just drank water for like an hour. It wears off.
Yeah. It's 45. Isn't it like 45?
It wears off and you're fine.
I heard it's short, yeah.
So I sat there and then sobered up. And I was like, what the fuck was that? Why would I do that? But, that was insane.
But now that you've had that, would you
I'll
do
never
it?
Do that again.
No, because even being aware, you think it'd be enjoyable if you were aware that you're not unable to walk?
You know no, I, mean? I don't. I mean, I guess people do it and they're used to it and they really enjoy it.
Yeah.
But
well, my brother has these lozenges. You just eat them and you just lay down with a blanket and you leave your body for 45 minutes and you just come right back into it.
He if I was taking a nap. Cool.
Yeah, that's
that would have been great.
It's like a
show.
Mm-hmm.
That was something was wrong with this chick.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course I had four more wings.
Tandies.
First one went bad and I was like, that tastes weird. Maybe it's just a different type of seasoning I don't know about.
Oh, so I had salmonella.
I had four wings. I got on stage. I've never had to shit on stage before.
What?
20 minutes in, I was like, oh my Whoa. God, I'm going to have to shit my pants.
And you have to do an hour?
And I did an hour. Now, it went away, but it was one of those where it was that's weird. If I have to shit on stage, this is a real problem. The next morning, I wake up, terrible indigestion, like really fucking. And I was drinking a little, not more than, nothing crazy
for
me. But they had me in this hotel room that was insane. It was like a penthouse overlooking the ocean.
Yeah.
Giant. But every shower was like a stone. Like the shower inside was stone, and then it just had a glass window out to the outside.
In the bathroom,
the whole side of the wall of the shower was just a window overlooking the city.
Kind so the people could
see. So like if they looked up, they'd see this giant naked guy. Like, but I was like, oh fuck, I feel terrible. I'm gonna make myself throw up.
Oh man!
So I had a toothbrush. I like stuck it in there. I thought it would be like a little. Dude, I was standing, I went like that. Like five monstrous pukes. Anyway, I thought you'd enjoy that.
You food poisoning.
Why? I was so sick. Yeah.
Dude, I almost shit myself on the way to the airport.
But I just thought it'd be a fun visual of a giant fat guy in a skyscraper. Just.
I don't think you're fat.
I don't even shut the fuck up, boss, you bitch.
Dude,
shut up. Dude,
isn't fat. I think it was.
When? What year was it?
This was like 13 years ago.
They gave you the oxycodones or the Percocets.
Percocets or Vicodin. Codone.
Yeah.
I know it was in the cotton or else I would have remembered that. But maybe it was oxycodone.
Oxycodone is oxycodone. Right. But it's just like.
A cuter name.
Yeah. For real.
So I take a half of one. I'm like in pain a couple hours after the thing, a few hours after when the local thing runs out. And I took a half of one because I'm like, I'm kind of reactive to everything. I'm that guy where like, really? A shot of tequila and four hits off of a blunt and I'm like already feeling it.
Yeah,
I'm like that guy.
I'm a sensitive instrument too. Yeah, I don't need a lot.
Exactly. So I'm like, I'm going to take a half of one of these, my first pain pill of my life.
Nice.
And
congrats.
I start immediately, fucking 15, 10 minutes later, I'm just sweating and smiling and the fucking, the feeling of just overall destiny comes over me of like, this is what you are meant to do. This is true happiness. No. This is you.
Thank God he took a half.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I immediately had the fucking sensibility to fucking take that bottle. I dumped it while still on it, while literally just in all my glory. I dumped it in the toilet, fucking
good
flushed it. Because I'm like, this is everything.
Yeah.
Did you feel like at this point? Were you like eyes hot? Like, how did you feel?
No, I was fine. I don't know. I was just because we went to another place.
You almost Ralphed in the Uber, dude.
Oh, yeah. I was losing.
He was a minute away from puking in the Uber.
Really?
I had it, though.
It sounded like it was in your mouth. Like, for real. He was like, how much longer is this trip? And I was like, don't, dude. Don't fucking puke in this Uber.
Oh, my God. But you held it in.
Yeah, I held it in. I had it.
And then he horked where?
In the bathroom in there. I cleaned it up.
Nice,
I took care of it. Yeah.
First night he throws up.
God damn it.
But you gotta also, have a talk. You gotta have a talk.
We're gonna have a talk. Also, we have a talk about the duration of this living arrangement. Because there's no way you're leaving. There's no way you're leaving. The way this ends is me going, you gotta get the fuck out.
Get out of here, dude.
Mary's gonna get drowned in the pool.
You might walk straight out. Might walk the plank straight into that pool.
Before. So that's the only
sherm mixed with. How do you get?
It's just PCP.
Okay, it's just wet.
Yeah, it's just I accidentally smoked sherm myself. So that's how I've just following a great lineage of teachers, just smoking sherm once or twice.
What's that feel like?
Weird. Yeah. During it was sick.
Yeah, yeah.
I literally flew up a staircase.
Huh.
It's awesome. I could breathe flames out of my mouth. But then I got like deeply paranoid that these babes were trying to poison me.
Yeah, okay.
And I could have kissed them.
Oh.
But I was too shermed out. Yeah. But that's the life of a fucking astronomer like myself. So, okay, so let's go size of the sun. Right off the bat, how big is the sun in relative terms? 1.3 million Earths could fit inside the sun.
Yeesh. That's crazy.
It's fucking, dude, it's massive. If the sun were a hollow ball, you could fit every planet in the solar system inside of it and still have room.
Like a lot of room, right?
Yeah. It's fucked up how big the sun is. Like, just to get a glimpse, you see it every day.
Yeah.
You just don't even think about it. Oh, fucking sun. 1.3 million Earths could fit inside of the sun. How hot is the sun exactly? It depends on where you measure. At the core, the sun is 15 million degrees Celsius.
Damn.
It's fucking hot as shit. So we'll get into exactly what that means. Because you hear that, it's almost abstract. The surface of the sun is only, air quotes, about 5,500 degrees Celsius. John, can we get some conversion?
Wait, surface?
The surface of the sun. Because there's core. There's the inner core where, like, the, you know, we'll get into what's happening in there. And then there's, like, an actual body of the sun.
Okay.
That's only 5,500 degrees, which is, like, pretty low compared to the core. Kind of weird.
I might Google
how many degrees? 10,000 degrees Fahrenheit. What's the surface in Fahrenheit? If it's 15 million degrees Celsius, that's got to be, I don't know. Celsius throws me off because it's close at some points and super. It probably is. I think it's probably 30 million degrees. 30 million degrees, dude. We'll wait for the official numbers to come in. Here's the weird part. So the surface, core is 15 million degrees. Surface is 5,500 degrees Celsius. Okay, so it's 27 million degrees Fahrenheit. You know, whatever. We'll stick to Celsius. That's what fucking scientists, they love. Libs love Celsius, obviously. So the outer atmosphere. So there's a core of the sun. There's its surface. Then there's an outer atmosphere of the sun called the corona, which paradoxically reaches over 1 million degrees Celsius, which so violates.
It's hotter than
the body of the sun. Not hotter than the core.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
But according to, I believe, the law of thermodynamics, it's supposed to get colder the further you move away from a hot thing. Yeah. The corona violates the law, basic physics. People still don't know why.
Yeah, that's
pretty wild. And the corona, this is kind of weird. It actually extends because it's like a, there's the core, there's the body. The corona is like what you see when there's an eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
There's that like light around the moon. That's the corona. It goes on for millions of miles. And it's a million degrees for millions of miles.
Damn.
And then it actually peters out into the solar winds that basically go through the entire solar system. And then they stop after Pluto, planet formerly known as Pluto.
So when we're getting heat hitting our planet, it's corona that's gotten here? Is that what, kind of?
We'll get to that.
Okay.
We'll get to that. Luckily, our atmosphere, we'll get to that. It's not technically the corona, but the light coming out of the sun, which, you know, is kind of a bug out in and of itself. Okay. But that's where interstellar space starts, is when the sun's solar wind finally stops somewhere after Pluto.
Yeah.
The solar wind stops and you're in interstellar space properly, which, again, is kind of like weird to think about. So, yeah, there's a thing called the corona paradox. We'll get into kind of theories into why that might be. But, again, it's like it's completely wrong. It's 15 million degrees, and it's like 5,500 degrees, and then it goes to 1 million again outside, away, further from, and you're like, what the hell? So, now, I'm sure you've thought about this. Like, what would happen to you if you, like, just tried to get towards the sun?
Yeah.
And in reality, you would just burn up so fast. Yeah, like, you hit that. But here's the thing. We have... Because we, like, you know, how do you think, how do they know the sun's core is 15 million degrees? We can't get close enough to measure it.
Mm-hmm.
So they do a thing where there's a couple methods. I don't really understand them, but there's like ways you can look at light signatures and the certain colors coming off give you like, you know, this is how hot this is. This is how hot this is. There's also, they like the neutrinos that bounce out of the sun, hit the ground, and they somehow like collect those and measure those. But still, I'm like, I don't know. I'm taking it with a grain of salt. There's no way you can actually measure without the direct probe. NASA in 2018 launched the Parker Solar Probe, and they got within, in 2024, about 6.1 million kilometers to the sun's surface. It's close. So they're in the corona. So they were able to theorize how hot it would be. And then they actually sent this probe into the corona that could verify, like, okay, our models were correct.
No, I'm assuming there was no camera or nothing. No pictures that got sent back.
I don't think so. I think this thing was it was basically a bullet. It traveled about 692,000 kilometers an hour, fastest any human-made object has ever moved. So they just it had a carbon heat shield about 4.5 inches thick that kept everything inside at room temperature, even as it like hit temperatures at like 1,400 degrees Celsius. So now I'm going like, that's why too. The corona it's kind of thinned out. So like it is technically a million degrees, but the particles I think are so thinned out that like it doesn't feel as hot. That's why they're able to get in there. So I don't know. That's a little confusion. A little confusing. But it's still like
the only thing my brain could even like compare that to is like when humidity makes things feel hotter than it is.
It's
like,
you really feel pretty fucking dumb when you try to think about this shit. But it's like, you know, if you try to really comprehend how hot these temperatures are, there's nothing, you know, like molten metal is thousands of times cooler than the sun's coolest part, which is the surface.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's almost abstract. So it's like, in the way to think about this is like, as you go up the temperature ladder, you don't just get more hot. As you get to like, you know, things like 15 million degrees, it literally alters what the matter fundamentally is. So he changes literally like when you get to the sun's core, it turns into plasma, which is a whole different state of matter. Yeah. It's like solid, gas, liquid. Plasma is just like a soup of particles because everything just breaks down.
Is that kind of a laser beam? I don't know. I'm going
video games. I'm going video games because you got plasma guns all the time.
So let's just. So again, like the whole idea of imagine yourself floating towards the sun, how close can you get before you're destroyed? I mean, in terms of pure radiation and heat, you're dead. Unprotected human tissue would be destroyed long, long, long before getting anywhere near the surface, obviously, if you could even preserve yourself. Parker Solar Probe, like we said, you got the closest. For context, Mercury, which we'll get to, the closest planet, is still about 46 million kilometers from the sun at its nearest point. So it's like halfway between Earth and Mercury is like the halfway point between here and the sun. With the general scientific like consensus is that without shielding, you would not survive much closer than Mercury's orbit.
Damn.
So, and here's the scale for reference in terms of temperatures. 0 degrees Celsius, water freezes. 100 degrees Celsius, water boils. 1,000 degrees Celsius, lava, molten rock. That's what lava is. 1,500 degrees, steel melts. 3,500 degrees, tungsten melts. This is the highest melting point of any metal. It's used in light bulb filaments. 5,500 degrees Celsius, the surface of the sun. And anything that exists as a solid or a liquid is already just long gone. 1.1 to 3 million is the corona temperature. 15 million degrees is the core of the sun.
Shit.
Yeah, which is kind of nuts. And then so like we said, the surface of the sun is cooler than the area outside the corona, which, you know, we already talked about that. But again, this is a big paradox. Physicists are like,
they have no idea why.
They don't really know. However, the leading theory on the corona paradox, why the outside area of the sun is hotter than the body of the sun, again, disincluding the core, which is just literally nuclear. They think that the massive heat shift around the corona is due to electromagnetic fields snapping together in tiny, tiny increments, and each of the realignments generates heat in like micro flares. Mm. So it's similar to a big solar flare that originates on the sun's surface. But in the corona, they're thinking like this is happening on a tiny level, but just like billions of them every single second.
So it turns into a big ass thing, kind of.
Yeah, so like it kind of collectively heats. It's more so like electromagnetic heat than technically heat from the sun, but it is coming from the sun because the sun's core does generate dictate the movement of electromagnetic lines. Electromagnetic shit is so, so fucking weird. So it's like, think of like, you know, we talked about solar flares, obviously. So solar flares, I think, originate because there's like, the core is doing all of its crazy shit. It gets so hot that the electromagnetic fields get all like whacked out. So then like they're getting all whacked out coming from, you know, the core of the sun. they hit the sun's body, and as the sun's rotating, the electromagnetic lines just twirl together.
Yeah.
And they get so tense, like twirling a rubber band together, and eventually they just snap.
Yeah.
And just fire off like a massive thing of heat and energy. And the biggest solar storm that hit Earth that we know of was the Carrington event, 1859. It was so strong that it set telegraph machines on fire.
Yeah.
So those old Morse code lines were all connected by copper wires. So everyone was just working on them, and out of nowhere, people got like shocked.
Yeah.
And like some of them burst in flames.
I think it was all over the.
It just that energy got absorbed by those copper wiring connecting them all together. Mm-hmm. So that some of them burst into flames. Other operators were just like, "Ow!" Just got shocked.
Did it hit the whole planet or did
whole
it hit
planet?
Like a chunk of like one.
I think it hit the whole. I think it fucked up like the. I think it fucked up anywhere that had that.
Yeah.
Stuff,
okay. Okay. Sense. Yeah.
Also, the weird thing was the energy from the solar flare. After they had unplugged some of the machines, like, what the fuck's going on with these? And they were still powered, no mm-hmm. plug-in. The energy from the solar flare actually powered the machines for a time being afterwards.
But they were just fucked.
They were just off. Yeah, they were off, but they were on.
But they were on, yeah.
You couldn't turn them off. They had too much juice.
Yeah.
So, and the cool thing, too, was the solar flare was so intense that the, you know, like the Aurora Borealis you could see mm-hmm. from, like, the poles?
Yeah.
You could see that in, like, Cuba. That's it just cool. lit up the electric, whatever that is, like hits the sky and yeah. bounces, colors bounce off of the atmosphere. And it just, there was like an Aurora Borealis visible, that's something nice. Like it visible that's all the nice way down.
Silver lining to that chaos. Because Aurora Borealis is like one of my bucket list, see that in person things.
It'll be sick.
Yeah.
Although the weirdest part was it was so bright that it happened in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
So people woke up in the middle of the night thinking it was daytime. So they kind of popped up like, oh, man, birds even got tricked. Birds started singing like it was nighttime. They came out being like, what the fuck? It's 3 a.m. Why is it so bright? Yeah, it just looked completely fucked up. The weirdest thing is if such a solar flare happened today, it would destroy the infrastructure of the entire internet.
Yeah.
It would cause trillions of dollars in damage. The internet would go down as far as I know.
That's terrifying.
Plus side, search history. Destroyed. Everyone clean slate.
I'd be so mad.
We're talking if we get a big enough solar flare, it could destroy. Now it would destroy the entire internet, dude. Clean break.
But what about my bookmarked favorites?
Bro, you got to let them go. You could find them again. You'd have to recreate them.
Yeah, that would be the real thing. Because they would be gone. They'd just be gone.
They would exist in your heart. And you would have to write them down like fucking, like one of those ancient Greek historians.
To a wall. Just a lady would come on her face with a ball.
Who's the lady that's always getting like having sex in the shower with like wet makeup on her face?
I don't know.
Michaels.
Gianna Michaels?
Yeah.
Oh,
you have to write about it. You have to sing her song. You'd be like Bards.
I would definitely.
This is a story of Miss Michaels.
Gianna Michaels and Pinky I'd sing to the heavens.
Yeah, they'd have to live on through you. So. And this is why we're talking solar flares. That has to do with the leading theory on why the corona is so much hotter is like, you know, that's how a massive flare works of like just the twisting and breaking of electromagnetic fields. When they reconnect, it like generates a ton of heat Damn. And energy that I think that's what powers a solar flare. But again, who knows? We don't know. Electromagnetic fields they're actually a very, very spooky subject in and of themselves. I mean, fields are non-physical like objects that somehow affect physical objects.
Yeah.
Very, very spooky, man. Very spooky. So, also, too, just how big... We talked a little bit about just how big the sun's corona is. So, it's like, all right, the diameter of the sun's visible surface is about 864,000 kilometers, which if you were to take a radius of that half the circle,
yeah,
guess how big it would be? 432,000 kilometers. Anyway, pretty sick. The corona, starting at the end of the sun's surface, extends for, like we said, 3 to 5 million miles, raging at roughly 1 million degrees, which, again, asterisk that because apparently they were able to probe it, and it was only 1,400 degrees Celsius. So maybe that was, like, the outer reaches. I don't – oh, yeah, you know what? It probably was because they weren't even – yeah, they had got to, like, the outer reaches of that. Maybe they're in Salt Lake because the – corona of the sun that goes off the body extends for 3.5 million miles at 1 million degrees and then thins out into the solar wind that we talked extends all the way out to Pluto and beyond. So technically speaking, the whole solar system is located inside of the sun.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get pushed back because they're going to say, dude, that's the fuck. You can't include fucking solar winds. But it's like, hey, man, I didn't write the rules.
Huh.
The girls did. This is girl rules.
Girl rules. Sorry, I didn't make them.
Actually, you're still in my space.
Now, if you really want to take away their vote, you can amend the solar winds and be like, no, it does not extend to all the thing. All right, so we covered the surface and the corona, I think, pretty well. But what about the core, the churning powerhouse of the sun? The core is where...